Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Heard about this story this morning, and it intrigued me. I don't know if you guys read the news about the driver who drove off the sixth floor
yes.
of a parking garage.
What a maniac.
He had a couple in a McDonald's. Didn't die.
Not yet. He's in critical condition. How about he had two other people in the car, and they realized what the donk was doing, and they were lucky enough to be able to jump out just before it plunged over the roof.
Was he like an Uber driver? Or
they don't know why.
All of a sudden,
what's going on?
They don't know if he was high or what was going on.
They've done some blood tests. I guess they're going to see if he was intoxicated.
Where did this happen?
In Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah.
Wow.
Super popular spot.
Two blocks away from Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah.
So it was just after midnight at a parking structure on 2nd Street there.
That is crazy.
It crashed into a McDonald's. And again, okay, he might be in critical condition. I would have thought that all three would be dead.
Well, luckily, two of them got out before. They jumped out right before it plunged.
Oh, they did?
Wow.
So, were they friends of his?
I would assume.
So if you're in the car, if you jump out on the sixth floor, you're done. Right?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is they jumped out like
right before it plunged over.
Yeah, they realized what
they
was doing.
They saw what was happening.
Oh, they jumped out, so they were still on the sixth floor.
Yes.
They didn't jump out once.
No, they're dead.
They jumped out
before,
he left the parking structure.
Yes.
I can't believe no one on the street was killed. Because it looks like it landed right on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Right by a McDonald's.
Yeah.
It just drove right off that blicky.
He was 20.
Yeah.
So maybe he was intoxicated, or maybe he was trying to kill himself.
Yeah, I think he probably just trying to donk himself off. Hmm. Maybe like his girlfriend was in the back seat; he was bitter at her.
And then, kind of along the lines of that story,
that's crazy. The
daredevil.
Oh, that guy was insane.
Mad Mike Hughes, who was a
did you watch
earther.
The video of this?
I did not,
dude. He made his own rocket.
Yes.
Launched himself into the air. It's shocker. The parachute didn't work. He just came down. He launched himself 5,000 feet in the air.
Yes.
The parachute didn't work. And, of course, he donked himself off. He made a homemade rocket.
He was filming a show called Homemade Astronauts for the Discovery Channel. His quest was to prove that the Earth is flat.
Right.
He's in the
ultimate donk.
Camp.
Right. He's the ultimate donk. But if you watch the footage of it, I mean, he basically made a legit rocket. I mean, legit enough that it propelled him several thousand feet in the air. But it looks like the parachute kind of like got burned up when it took off. Like it looked like it came out already and he had nothing. Mm. He had no backup.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you make a homemade rocket.
Yeah, it's a homemade rocket.
Shoot yourself.
And he got
try to shoot yourself into outer space.
Well, his quest, according to this story, was to get as close to space above the Earth's surface, 62 miles, without the use of advanced tech. Don't you think you'd want advanced tech if you're in a rocket?
He was building this thing out of his garage, like scrap parts.
Oh.
It was a steam-powered rocket. Do you remember when you were a kid and you had, like, those water rockets?
Yes.
It was basically a higher-tech version of that.
No, I mean,
Mad Mike Hughes is
I mean, by the way,
the last thing I am is surprised.
Isn't steam power technology like antiquated?
Yes.
Like who's traveling on a steamboat these days? Anybody? Any takers? No. Last time I checked, probably not doing that.
I didn't even know they still existed.
They don't. That's the point. Oh, okay. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, they're still around.
Well, like if you go to Disney World, there's a steamboat, but it takes you back to like a bygone era.
Back your list, Cakes, of ways that you're not going to die, you can add this homemade
one.
Rocket.
You're not going to die in a homemade rocket.
I'm not going to be a homemade Ben McLemore.
You're not going
to try to go for an obscure rocket.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to die plunging your Jeep off the 6-story parking garage.
Definitely not going to happen.
No,
and you're not like a pretty big Jeep. I mean, it's probably like
a nice
cage.
One.
Yeah, a really nice one.
You know what? That's
big tires.
It's a good endorsement for Jeep that he survived.
You're true.
I hope
you got it, Jeep guy.
Hope he bought it at Farish in Fairfax. Right.
Well, he's
going
to need a new one.
Well, yeah, certainly will. Mark Johnson, that thing's coming in for some service.
Right.
It's probably totaled.
The other story that jumped out at me, I'm sure you guys all saw, was the Madison Bumgarner story. Now, Bumgarner always strikes me as kind of a little bit of a different guy, but I didn't realize he was that different. He has apparently been competing as a professional rodeo guy under the alias, I think, Mason Saunders.
Okay.
And apparently he's doing well.
He was participating in the calf roping. That, to me, always amazes me. Now, trust me, I don't watch a lot of rodeo or rodeo events, but if you could twirl that rope and throw it and wrap up a calf, it's impressive.
He and his partner, Jackson Tucker...
That sounds like a made-up name, too.
The biggest paycheck of the day, where they roped 4 steers in 31 seconds, and they pocketed $25,000 in cash.
Hey, good for them. That's a great score.
And then there's a picture of him there, sort of, I guess.
So does he have a disguise, or is it just
the
name?
No, it's just him. He's in jeans, and it's just the name.
He has a cowboy hat. You just don't recognize him.
Within the rodeo community, they kind
of
knew.
That looks like Madison Bumgarner.
No, apparently within the rodeo community, they kind of knew.
They know. They just
But the baseball people, they didn't really know.
Well, the D-backs can't be happy.
Now, you have to get me up to speed. Is this where they're on horseback and chasing down a calf?
Yes.
I mean,
that's pretty
badass. How do you do that?
They wrote 4 of them in 30 seconds.
That's crazy.
You'd be there all day trying to do that.
All freaking day.
So is that
all week?
Well, they wouldn't be there all day because the horse would kick me off.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to stay on the
horse. So when he ropes them, is he roping them and then jumping off and tying them?
I think that's the move.
And then he gets back on the horse? No way. I think he's just roping them and then another one comes out.
Probably.
There's no way he's jumping off the horse, tying her legs.
No, I don't think he gets back
on the horse. And then get back on the horse.
No,
and
catch another one. I would guess it's 4 individual.
Yeah, so he's just roping them.
Yeah.
He's just roping.
So he's doing it in like 8 seconds each one, roughly.
Yeah.
He said 4 in like 31 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 8 seconds
What if he tears his shoulder up?
I don't know. But I mean, he just looks like a dog. He's got his jeans and his belt and presumably his cowboy boots.
What's his name? Mason Saunders.
Mason Saunders. He looks like a regular dog.
He should get a uniform with Saunders on the back of it.
He probably should.
Right?
In the box score, he's Mason Saunders.
So, I don't know.
That is funny.
Nobody around here pays attention to rodeo, right?
No.
There are rodeos in Maryland, like up near Frederick. Because my son has gone to a few of them with one of his buddies.
Do they have one at like a Showplace Arena? Do they ever have rodeos
there? I would imagine.
They did.
Imagine they probably
did
at some point.
I think my son was going to that. Was it a rodeo they were going to?
Probably.
He was doing some hillbilly thing. I can't remember what it was.
That's probably it.
I think it was the rodeo. Oh, no, bullfighting. Were they doing bullfighting here or no?
I don't know about bullfighting.
I don't know.
Probably rodeo.
Two things that I'll never attend.
Probably bull riding. I don't know about bullfighting.
Maybe it was bull riding.
I don't know if bullfighting is even legal in most of the United States.
Killing the bull or anything. Whatever they do. Maybe it's bull riding.
Probably bull riding.
Yeah.
Which is way crazier.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather try to rope a calf than ride a stupid bull.
Oh, you want to ride Zach Levine?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Have you ever
that.
Gone on the mechanical bull?
Never been on the mechanical bull.
I've done that. It is hilarious. You think you're money for about 2 seconds, and then it really starts bucking, and then you're done ski.
I swear I suck at that.
I would need back surgery if I did that.
It's awful.
I was one of those like Ninja Warrior places. Yeah. They had a little setup. And it had to have been a kiddie mechanical bull.
Yeah. They still
couldn't
toss
hang.
You.
Yeah.
Still I mean, when it starts off really slow.
Yeah, you think you're silly at first.
Yeah. Well, try being on a real one that weighs like 2,000 pounds.
Oh, I can't even fathom that.
It's beyond belief.
Funny. I tell you, as you get older, I mean, I've talked about this before. I got on my kid's trampoline.
Yeah.
And I get a little sketchy on it. It's just weird.
You
just,
I mean, are you trying to do flips?
No, I was just trying to just trying to do that move where you jump up, land on your butt, right, and then jump back up. And I was a little scared. It's like your brain doesn't, you're not as confident as you were when you were younger. It's just crazy what happens to you. So all of a sudden you just get old.
Because when you're 20 or 15, you don't worry about your own mortality.
Well, you don't worry about anything. Nothing hurts you.
Right.
Yeah, you just do it.
I worry about it all the time.
Right. Now
I really do.
I know. Couldn't imagine Jason on the trampoline.
Oh, there's no chance I'll ever do that.
Did you ever take your daughters to like those trampoline places?
We had a trampoline. My neighbor had a trampoline in the backyard for years. So that's all they did was go on the trampoline. Every day after school, they would go right on the trampoline.
Yeah. We had
But the guy was going on it?
We had friends that had a trampoline in their backyard. They had a huge party for all these girls. And one of the girls, it was an old trampoline.
Yeah, old hoopty.
She jumped up and ripped a huge hole in it.
Yeah. Big giant
liability. Fell right through.
Yep.
Fell right through. those things wear out.
Yeah, and they take a lot of rain.
As do my tires. You guys would have got a kick out of this. I had to take my truck over to one of those tire places.
What kind of truck do you got?
It's an Escalade. It's an old Escalade.
Is that the same one you've had for a while?
I had the Tahoe, but remember
right.
that?
You had the Tahoe.
The tree almost killed my son in it.
Yeah.
And then we had to get, and so I wanted to get another one.
Escalade.
So I got an Escalade. And it's an old Escalade, say 10 years old, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But just to drive around, have that extra vehicle, weather, and that kind of stuff. And the tires, I noticed the other day, I just checked the tread on it, and I was like, I'm driving around bald tires.
Yeah.
These tires are bald.
Yep.
And I had skidded on the ramp on 495 coming home from work.
Right.
And I was like, I don't feel safe in this thing. And then I looked at the tires and, well, that's probably why.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I take it into one of these tire places and they say, oh, yeah, I mean, those are illegal. You're driving bald tires.
Right, big stupid.
And they say you have dry rot. Have you ever heard of dry rot? They could see.
Not in tires, but I've heard the term before.
They could see there was dry rot. Yeah. The tires were a disaster.
Yeah.
So replaced all those. They said, we're going to do a 22-point check or whatever. We'll call you to let you know if we find anything else. They also found brake issues. That trip cost me $1,900 for four new tires and new brakes.
You're bleeding cash.
And your
travel?
Oh, we should just have a party at my house on my new deck and my new fire pit and just throw money in it.
Let's do it.
You've already done that, though.
That's what I'm doing for my life.
You are spending a lot of money.
Oh, you just can't spend
more. I would love to know what you're going to spend in the month of February.
I don't know.
Well, he already bought first-class tickets to Syracuse.
I want mortgage. I want car payments. I want credit card payments. I want travel expense. I want it all.
I'm going to tell you what one of my credit card bills was. I'm going to write it
down, and I'm going to try and guess.
And this that didn't include mortgage.
I'm going to say this. Okay, I could be way off.
Now, here's a question. Before you reveal the amount, is this for the month of December, like Christmas spending?
Or is this January?
It was one of those. December, January. I don't think it was February.
Okay.
Yeah, right, we're still in February.
I'm saying that much.
He laughs at that. He wishes it was that.
You know what I would do? I don't even know how you survive with that. That's not sustainable.
I would be in depression.
Now, my last month that we just got...
Yeah,
was a good one. We were high-fiving, and it was this.
That's probably about half of that.
We were high-fiving each other for this.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I would be for that credit card.
Well, it's less than half of the previous one.
Yeah.
By the way, the previous
one is a world record for us.
Speaking of Tahoes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm on the toll road going back towards Ashburn on Friday, and I'm driving in the fast lane because I set this cruise control at 72.
Okay, I like it.
Sometimes the
speed limit 55.
The coppers are
or 60.
Oh, it's 55.
Okay,
coppers are always out, and you got to be.
Do you feel like 72? You're good. You
right.
feel like it's
no. I think if I'm going 72, I probably get pulled
it's
over.
It's borderline. I think
if I'm like 68, I'm fine with 72.
Yeah.
Anyway, I see a line of black Tahoes behind me in the middle lane.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they're all lined up.
Mm.
They're blacked out, slightly tinted windows, mm-hmm. black
so
wheels.
Some politician or something.
I couldn't tell. So the first. Of the five Tahoes, was definitely a cop.
Okay.
He was either Secret Service or he was, I don't know, DEA.
On what road?
This is on the toll road going west.
Okay.
All right. So, like, let's call it Reston.
Yeah.
Right. And I could tell the cop, because you can tell what a cop car looks
sure.
like. It's got the light on the side.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the antennas. But all the other four had temporary Delaware tags.
Hmm.
All right. Temporary Delaware tags. And the drivers, they look like donks. Right?
Okay.
They were in suits, but they look like regular donks. They were cops.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started following them. They were going like 80.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so you're drafting behind them.
I like that. You got just time to kill? You're just going to follow random donks?
No, I mean, that was part of his path. Home.
Yeah, you weren't going to go out of your way to follow them.
I wanted to see where they were going.
Oh, okay.
But then there was construction left lane, so you had to merge to the second lane. And so I cut one of them off.
Oh,
he was so bitter at me.
Messed up their whole thing.
I don't know. I mean... And then I finally got out of his way, but when I cut him off, because I had to, he was very bitter. He looked at me like this. He didn't flip me. He didn't say anything. He just looked at me. But I was wondering, who are these donks?
Yeah, I don't know.
Five blacked motorcade? Out Tahoes.
Maybe it was Joe Biden.
Were you in that motorcade with Ehrlich when we went to the Preakness that one year?
I was never in that.
That was the wildest thing
that
ever.
That was wild. Was
they were bumper to bumper. They were going 100 miles an hour, bumper to bumper, 10 Tahoes with police escorts on each side.
Well, that was on the Beltway. Then we get into Baltimore, and we're going down the street the wrong direction. Like, they blocked off, like, blocks.
I've never seen anything like it.
I was like, it's crazy.
I mean, I guess in one of them, there could have been a politician, but...
Could have been.
It was just weird, the Delaware temp tags.
Yeah.
Except for the lead guy. He had a Virginia tag, but all the other four had Delaware temps. It was weird. Yeah. That guy was so bitter at me.
It's just funny, your curiosity, though. Like,
you would have been curious.
I would be curious, but I wouldn't have followed him.
He didn't follow him to the White House. It was part of his path.
I got off on 28, and they kept going.
He just figured he could speed even more than the 72.
Yes.
Oh, I was wrong.
Do you ever do that? Like, with a fire truck or an ambulance or somebody goes by, and then you get behind their draft?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You do that? Because
I've done it before, Because,
because they're kind of like paving the way.
They're paving the way.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a blocker.
Exactly.
It's kind of silly. If you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. Coming up at 8:20, Chris Russell is going to join us. We'll talk about the Caps. They made another move. They did beat the Pens yesterday, but they've not been playing good hockey of late. Justin Kutcher from the Wizards, voice of the Wizards. He'll join us at 9 right here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, earlier we were talking about some things that we were watching on TV. Starting on Thursday, you can watch the NFL Combine. Redskins have the second pick in the draft, and most experts think they're either going to trade down or they're going to draft Chase Young. How interested are you in watching Chase Young do whatever he does at the combine?
My assumption is they'll just weigh him and measure him.
Yeah, you're excited to watch him conduct an interview.
Maybe
with
he'll
the
lift.
Team?
Maybe he'll do the 225.
But I mean, that's what the whole thing is. I'm always fascinated a lot. I know that you like watching it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a non-event.
No, that's true, but it's fun. I like to watch the guys run the 40. I like to watch the guys jump. I like to watch the quarterbacks throw. I like to watch the receiver. I like to just watch the drills, but I don't need to see the guy. I don't need to see the guy be measured. In fact, they don't even show that.
Of course not.
But yeah, I like it. I don't know what to make of it. You know, I don't know if it means anything. But you know,
like
it's fun.
The analysis from you know, the people that are covering the combine, because they'll talk about a player and how he might fit into a system.
I mean, I think it's neat to see how athletic and freaky some of these guys are.
Are Redskins fans going to be watching this for Chase Young? We can throw it out there. 800-636-1067.
He's not going to do anything.
He might.
What's he going to do?
He's such a sick athlete. Why not?
He's not going to run.
He's not going to do anything. Why would he do that?
It
makes no sense if you're the number two overall pick to do anything.
I think by all accounts, he's the most talented player in the draft. He's the top talent in the draft.
He's the number one prospect.
He's not a quarterback.
In a lot of the rankings, he's the number one prospect, even ahead of Burrow.
Yeah, he's just not a quarterback.
The combine is for people who have something left to prove.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
Yeah, my guess is he'll do nothing but be weighed. Maybe he would lift. I don't even know. That might even hurt.
Young's supposed to run.
He's going to run?
That's what I've seen. Huh? They have odds on his 40 time.
I'd be surprised.
JP was talking about last week.
I'd be surprised. What's the point? He'd pull a hamstring?
Yeah, but a lot of those guys run.
All right. I would be shocked.
He's such a freak athlete. Why not prove how great you are?
Yeah, just
I let my college tape prove how great I am. Yeah, I don't worry about going out there in front of a bunch of scouts and doing it. I've already done it.
He'll probably do a college day as well.
Yeah, they do.
Ohio State guys get together.
He just doesn't need to. He doesn't need to do a damn thing.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he does. But he is on the invite
list. What about Burrow? Are they expecting Burrow to throw?
No, he's not going to be there.
What's interesting about him is he doesn't want to play for the Bengals.
It sure seems like
which
it.
Which is so weird. Isn't he from Ohio?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And as somebody pointed out, you can say what you want. I've always said this about Marvin Lewis. And Marvin at least got that team to the playoffs a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I think Andy Dalton took him to the playoffs 5 years in a row. Now, they didn't win a game, I don't believe. But mm-hmm. 5 years in a row. So you can get there. You can win and get there in
but they've
Cincinnati.
Always been viewed as like a laughing stock, cheap franchise.
Agreed, but they went to the playoffs 5 years in a row. So what, does Burrow think he can't do that?
I don't know.
I mean, if Andy Dalton
clearly has reservations
it,
about going there, it seems like.
Does he want to play for Miami? And does he want to play for the Chargers?
I don't know.
I'd rather play for Miami or the Chargers than Cincy too, but
I don't know.
They can just call his bluff and
I feel like Miami's a dead zone.
I mean, it's just for the weather.
Yeah. I saw that Tua, they asked him, and I was surprised he answered, if you could pick any team that you could play for, who would it be? And he said the Cowboys.
He wants to play with Dallas.
Yeah.
Right.
Unlikely to happen.
Yeah.
Very unlikely.
Well, he just said he was a Cowboys fan.
He was a Cowboy fan when he was growing up.
Yeah.
And actually, it irritated me because that's why they never say, when they ask that question, who do you want to play for? Nobody ever says anything. Oh, whoever drafts me would be great. Because then he gives an answer, and then Undisputed and First Take and all them did all these segments about how what would happen if Tua was on the Cowboys, and they're talking about pushing Dak out for Tua. It was just nonsense.
Yeah, they're just killing time.
Yeah, but that's why people don't say anything. That's why athletes never say anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he answered.
I'm glad he answered, too. And I will be watching the combine, but I'll watch whether Chase runs or not. And if you tell me he's going to run, I'll believe you. I'd be surprised.
I just was wondering if Redskins fans are a little more geeked up because you might get to see Chase Young. Doesn't seem like it. Nobody calling on the phones. I know that.
Well, people have seen enough of Chase Young. He's not like an unknown commodity.
Well, okay.
Been watching him for 2 years. You know?
What's the first day? Is it Thursday? You said it's Thursday?
Thursday, at least they assemble. I don't know when you actually start seeing them do things.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a 4 or 5 day event, right?
Yeah, it'll go all into like next Tuesday, probably.
I love watching the 40s. I love watching the verticals. I just think that's so telling.
Look, I think it's being proven out.
Broad jump.
I think it's being proven out by the XFL. People love football. The ratings, and we talked about this last week, the XFL, where they're close to a 3 share, and the Capitals get like a 1.2 share.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling, man.
Yeah.
People love
I couldn't
football,
believe
and
the numbers.
Watch the combine and the NFL draft. Look, the NFL draft, they've expanded to a 3-day event because they know
some people are watching the Pro Bowl, which is just remarkable.
That blows my mind. Yeah. The St. Louis XFL team drew 29,000 this weekend.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that number.
Yeah. They pummeled
29,000 people.
That's great. But meanwhile, in L.A., they said, no, it's L.A. It's weird
LA's
market. They only drew 12,000, which is the lowest crowd so far. But that still sounds pretty good.
The Defenders stunk up the joint.
They got pwned.
Their first loss. Yeah. Cardale was not good. He threw
what was the
picks.
Final score? I saw 39-3.
39-9. Yeah. Cardale threw 4 picks.
Yeah.
And but they do get to play Tampa. Now, they play another road game this week. They play Tampa, who I believe is 0-3.
But they hung in there. I thought Tampa was going to get crushed by Houston.
Now, were any of the
went over the total, by the way.
Right. Were any of the games on ABC or ESPN? Or were they all on like Fox Sports 1 and like the minor
networks?
Ga-
there was one of the Saturday games that was on, I believe, ABC. Fox. I think it was the Vipers.
One was on Fox.
I think the Tampa Bay game,
that
the Tampa Bay Houston game, I think was on ABC.
Like the big network.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but they put it on
the big boy.
To the minor cable networks. They're not going to do nearly as well.
No,
right.
This,
the numbers will be.
I think Saturday always has the ABC and the Fox game. And then on Sunday, you have
FS1.
The cable channels.
Right.
You have FS1 and ESPN.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure, unless they mix and match. But I think on Saturday, you always have the main networks.
The main networks, those are the ones, those are the numbers to keep an eye on.
Is anybody...
Now, DC is going to play the Vipers on ESPN2, and that's a late game on Sunday.
Okay.
That's March 1st, Sunday night, 7 o'clock.
Is
so
anybody
right when you guys land,
that's right.
We can go to the hotel bar and
we
watch
can.
The Defenders game.
Yep.
Is anybody in particular becoming a big national story from the XFL? Have they made a star yet? Locally, people are talking about Cardale Jones, won the first couple of games, but is there anybody emerging at all?
Well, PJ Walker is having the best year. He's clearly the best quarterback right now. He's got 11 touchdowns.
The most viral story I remember was when Matt McGloin did the interview with Russini.
Uh-huh.
And you know, he complained about the play calling, and he was on the sideline talking about it was the worst game he's ever been associated with, ever.
Well, he should also look in the mirror, too.
He's by the way, did he
he's
play?
He's one of the worst quarterbacks that I've ever seen.
Did he start and play this week, or did they bench him?
I don't know.
Matt
I'm out on
he played this week and threw a terrible interception
of
again.
Of course he did. That's
did
what
they
he does.
Win or lose?
They got killed.
They got killed.
They got killed.
They're the worst offense in the XFL.
All right.
They're terrible.
Right. I like it. I like it. Look, I haven't followed it per se, but I like having it on. I like it's like it's to me it's great elevator music. It's great to have on in the background. You know, if I'm at the house, I like you know there's nothing else on, I'll have football on. You know, and just pay scant attention to it.
In D.C., yeah, they had good crowds for the first two games.
Yeah.
Did those crowds, maybe it's too early to know, did they then watch the Defenders?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know. Maybe some of the kids. I'm not sure.
Former skin Matt Jones leading the XFL in rushing.
Very good.
What does he have?
350 yards. I'm just guessing somewhere in that range. In, 300
in,
yards.
In three games?
Yeah.
Is anybody else emerging?
No, because it all, no.
What about receivers? There's no receivers that are jumping at?
I'd have to look at the stats.
Rashad Ross.
Right. That's the one receiver everybody knows.
But it all comes down to the quarterback. If your quarterback sucks in this league, your offense is going to suck and no one's going to care.
Right, you're pretty much dead.
What were Cardell's picks like? Were they just...
Awful. He was terrible.
Well, yeah. I know.
Tyree
what...
Jackson came in and let him. They scored a touchdown, and people are saying that Tyree it might be the better quarterback.
Really?
And should be playing.
So what? Why, like, what were describe the picks?
Jameis Winston in, picks looked like he was staring down a receiver over the middle of the field. Yeah, the one yeah. I saw.
What was inside the 5 yard line?
The dude who's blowing up receiving wise is a Virginia Tech guy, Cam Phillips for Houston. He's got 7 touchdowns and over 320 receiving yards.
He's not a DeMatha guy, is he?
I don't
know. Yes.
The name is familiar.
Cam Phillips, DeMatha.
He had 8 grabs for 194 against Tampa Bay and 3 touchdown visits.
Oh, by the way, Matt Jones has 224 yards. I pumped it up by 100 yards, but he is the leading rusher in the XFL.
So he's averaging about 75 a game.
Yep.
He stunk.
That was a silly McLuhan pick. That
McLuhan draft, when you look back on it was poo-poo.
Not very good. Josh Doctson. Woo! Well, by the way, Josh Doctson signed with the Jets over the weekend.
I saw that.
The Jets must be desperate.
Well, it doesn't mean he's going to make the team.
No, it doesn't mean he's going to make it, but it tells me they're desperate for receivers.
He had the same amount of catches as Cakes did last year.
Silly. Zero.
In fact, I think he only played... He played one more game than you did.
That's right.
Yeah. He played one.
Yeah. Non-impactful.
So I
Josh
think
Doctson.
The Defenders were odds-on favorite to win the XFL, but after this week, I think Houston has elevated them, and... They are number one, and DC is number two. So Houston, who I believe Houston's 3-0, they got the best offense in the league.
Right.
So right, and that's PJ Walker.
What's PJ Walker's deal? Where's he from?
He's from Temple.
Yeah.
He's kind of a dual threat kid.
Yeah. They're fun to watch. I like dual threat
guys.
Well,
look, if you like offense, you like to watch Houston.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't like to watch the Defenders. I was surprised that I didn't get to watch much of it, but I was surprised that Cardale was that bad.
Yeah. Well,
and that's his first loss in forever, right? Because when he was starting in college, he never lost.
Well, he was in and out of the NFL for like 3.5 years or something. I think he played one game.
Yeah.
One game
played
in his
one
head.
Game.
Yeah, played in one game.
Yeah. I think this is his first loss as a starter, I want to say, since high school.
Did he win it? Did he win the game he played?
Well, he did it in grand style, losing by 30.
Right.
Yeah, wasn't good.
All right, guys, you can always donate your car to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donate your car today. Donating, it's easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk to our pal Chris Russell coming up at 8:20.
By the way, people are texting me that what I saw, that little motorcade, that little mini motorcade, apparently last week there was one of the presidential candidates, the Dems, was in Loudoun County.
Okay.
Well, that's probably what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I mean,
I don't know
Biden's
who it was.
From Delaware. I don't know.
Maybe it was him.
He said there was a bunch of Delaware plates.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't
maybe
know about
before
that,
he flew out to Nevada and got his ass beat in that primary, he was going through Virginia.
Maybe it was him. Maybe it was someone else. But I guess
not that I really that keep sense. Up with it. But I just know that he's
and,
you know.
And no wonder the one guy was pissed at me that I infiltrated the motorcade.
Yeah. Well, could have caused an accident if he didn't, right?
I know, man. The left lane was closed. I had to get in.
Right.
Let's see, what, if I didn't break into the motorcade, I would have hit the sign.
Yeah, and you're not going to do that.
No,
that guy just going to get cut off.
Yeah, he got
he's
cut
off. Have to live with it.
Hmm. Were they actually doing work where all of the cones were?
Of course not.
It's so frustrating.
Of course, there was no work.
I swear to God, I've been stuck in traffic so much in the last couple weeks for construction zones where you see nobody doing construction.
But I will tell you what works psychologically when they have the road work or, you know, work area, and then it says fines double, photo enforced. That that will catch your attention. Usually, sometimes you'll just like keep your regular speed through a work zone, but when they throw up that sign that says photo enforced, fines double, it kind of grabs your attention, makes you slow down, is good.
You mentioned double. So I was at the airport yesterday, and I ordered a drink, and they always get me because they always ask me, do you want a double?
It's a classic upsell.
It's a classic upsell. Yes. And then, you know, I'm there with my daughter. We're actually there 2 hours early. So I had 2 hours to kill before. We had already checked out at 11. It was 4:30. Didn't board till like, I mean, it was like 5 o'clock. We boarded 7.
And we'll be upsold this upcoming weekend because we have, I believe, a 4 o'clock flight to West Palm.
Yeah, and so
I will be upsold at the
I said, okay,
bar.
I'll have a double. But then it was like a regular glass. I mean, it looked like some of my doubles before have been larger glasses.
Sure.
You can tell clearly
right.
It's a double. That did not look like, it tasted like a regular drink for me. So then I have it, and I still got another hour. So she goes, do you want another?
Another double.
And I said,
four shots.
Sure. I said, sure, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, because I had another hour to kill.
So
what am I going to do?
Theoretically, that's four shots of alcohol.
I guess, in theory, although it was just a regular glass. It didn't.
I know, but it's what kind of drink were you having?
It was a Jack and Ginger. And so
theoretically, you've had four shots of Jack Daniels.
Theoretically. And, you know, my stomach was a little upset afterwards, so it probably did. But I was just stunned.
I was just stunned.
Four shots of Jack.
Yeah. Hammered.
In what, about 30 minutes?
I mean, I don't drink much,
like an hour and a half. But then I got the bill.
Hold on, let me guess.
My bill.
So for two doubles?
Well, I'll tell you, I had.
That's probably 22 bucks each drink.
Well, no, it wasn't that much.
I was going to say about. I'd say
16?
15 or so. My two drinks were 30 bucks.
Yeah.
Two drinks were 30 bucks.
All right,
so my
bucks.
Bill at the airport, I had a turkey Reuben and my daughter had a quesadilla, was 66 bucks.
Hey, just add it to the list, buddy.
Add it to the list.
I saw that credit card statement.
Turkey.
Yeah. For sure.
The next one wasn't so bad.
The next one was a little bit more reasonable.
Turkey Reuben sounds delicious.
The turkey Reuben was really good.
Hit the spot.
I felt like I was eating healthy because it was turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, there was, you know, a lot of other crap in there.
Slathered with Thousand Island dressing.
Oh,
just so much of it.
Seriously, they're underrated.
They're very good.
Reubens are really good. Yeah.
Foster's
just
are so
captured.
Good.
I think you were off the day I was talking about driving back from New Jersey and just stopping at the rest stops.
Yeah.
How outrageous the prices are there.
Well,
just the Wendy's in the rest stop, which, by the way, was completely understaffed. I know I talked about it last week.
Yeah.
I mean, we just got a combo meals.
Yeah.
Four combo meals, and it was like $55 or something like that.
At the airport, at the hotel, we stayed at the hotel right there on the campus. And on the campus, I was paying, on average, $4.50 for a bottle of water.
Oh.
$4.50. And, you know,
That's a lot.
My daughter, she walks around. She's one of the millions that walk around with her, you know, water thing.
Yeah. A bottle.
The bottle. You know, whatever you call those things.
Swell?
She has the other one, the big fat one, whatever.
Who knows?
But I just get bottled waters everywhere. I probably spent $20 of bottled water.
Why don't you just get the cup of water? Say, I don't want a soda. Can you give me a cup of water?
No, but I always like to have a water with me if I'm walking around. You know, if I'm walking around or if I'm in the airport or I got to have water.
Yeah.
I feel like
all it does is sustain life.
Yeah.
That's all.
I got to have water with me. If I don't have water with me, I'm in a little bit of a panic if I'm traveling.
Right.
Got to have it on the plane.
Is there one specific man or woman who came up with the water bottle concept?
They're bitter right now because they're phasing those out big time.
When we were growing up, that was not a big thing.
No, it wasn't a thing.
Our parents did not buy bottles of water.
But it wasn't a thing.
So somebody said, they can get this for free, but I'm going to throw it in a bottle.
Right. No, but the new thing is now is everybody's taking their water bottles, whatever those things are, swells or whatever they are, and you know, you're filling them up. They have now these water fountains
where you fill
it up and it tells you how many trees you saved or whatever.
Right.
You know? So one like this. So I was in the Syracuse bookstore, right? My daughter wanted to get a sweatshirt.
Yeah. I'm sure that was reasonably priced too.
This is cheapy, right? And I don't even know what this is. Like we got a million of these in a drawer. So I grabbed one because now we don't have cups here anymore. Mm-hmm. A Syracuse swell. It basically looked just like this.
I know exactly how much it cost.
Syracuse logo on it.
I'll tell you exactly how much it cost. $27.99.
Oh, really? $55.
What?
Well, that's just dumb.
$55.
Well, that's insanity.
$55. It was this size. It said Syracuse, and it was the brand Swell.
Somebody's getting rich. Somebody's getting swole pockets.
I was like, we're in the wrong business.
You said you did buy it?
Oh, I did not buy that.
Thank God.
No chance I would buy that.
Sweatshirt.
Huh?
Yeah.
No.
I said, no, but you bought a $100 sweatshirt.
$65 to $70.
Yeah, no, she actually didn't like the Champion sweatshirts. My daughter's very picky. She doesn't like the long cuffs on the sleeves.
Yeah.
She actually liked, thank God, she liked the Russells. The Russells are cheaper.
The Roosters.
She liked the Rooster sweatshirts, not the Champions.
You don't see a lot of Russells around.
No, you don't.
In 2020.
No, you don't.
It's kind of rare.
But it still exists.
I think like 5 years ago, Georgia Tech, they were wearing like Russell football uniforms, and they got goofed on everywhere. Everywhere they went.
Them.
Russell, come on.
Yeah.
Who's wearing Chris Russell?
No.
Who's wearing that?
No. Everything's so expensive. Coffees. We would go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I was getting a peppermint mocha each morning. What are those are like $4.75, $5.
For coffee.
Yeah, easily.
I mean, I guess it does have a little mint and a little chocolate in it, but and then my daughter told me what the calories were on those. Those
are like 450 or 500.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Someone's texting in and says Bickle is lighting his money on fire.
Correct.
And that is
here's
true.
Here's a live look.
Never been more correct.
Here we have right here.
But we're all lighting our money on fire because the Dow is projected opening is -800 this morning.
Yeah, correct.
Based on the coronavirus fears because it's spreading
to Italy. Is it?
Yeah,
Italy
in
now?
Italy now it's spreading everywhere. Korea's got a bunch of cases.
My buddy's wife is in Italy because her mom lives there, and she flew there. I don't know, 5-6 days ago. She's supposed to be there 2 weeks.
Right. Is she getting out of Dodge?
I think she's going to stay
until. It's a big country.
It's a big country.
That is true.
But you just never know. Will she be quarantined?
Yeah.
Will they even let her back in the country?
You see a lot more people walking around with masks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and especially in the airport. Mm-hmm. Bunch of donks. And you're like, are they doing that preventatively, or are they doing that because they're a little sick and they don't want to get you sick?
I would have to hope it's preventive measures. Yeah. I would have to hope that's
I don't know,
case.
But I just steer clear, man. The worst place to be right now is around a bunch of donks. It's right. Just the worst thing. People coughing. It's just so gross. If you notice, there's hand sanitizer everywhere. At the hotel, so I had to print out my boarding pass, there was hand sanitizer by every single computer.
I mean, I can't blame them.
There's hand sanitizer by, like, if you when you go and you check in and you have to sign for your credit card, hand sanitizer there. I hit every
suits,
hand sanitizer
the
I can
suits
see.
At Purell, whoever runs that company, I don't know if it's standalone. Yeah. They're just making so much money.
Oh yeah.
If you're in the mask game, you're just printing money.
I travel with this now.
Oh, Clorox wipes.
I travel with this in my bag.
Right.
This is what I use.
Anything that has germ killing on it, you're just crushing it.
All the donks here, I wipe off every morning. I wipe off the computer, the mouse, this whole table, and then the doors.
That's
all
good.
The door handles are
I appreciate
here.
That hustle.
Yeah. Because everyone's just getting each other sick.
Sure.
So gross.
Yeah, we should have a hand sanitizer in here. I don't know why there's not one in here.
The thing is, the hand sanitizer doesn't do nearly as much as...
feels like it does.
Soap and hot water. That's been proven to be the best.
Of course.
Now, I watched a video. A buddy of mine, I would love to ask the listeners if they think this works. There was a guy that did a video, and my buddy sent it to me. It only had like 3,000 views. But he swears he doesn't get sick. He hasn't gotten sick of it, and he travels all the time. Travels on average twice a week on planes. Here's his secret. All right.
I can't wait to hear this wackadoo theory.
This is his secret. So he first thing he did, and I thought, oh, this is a joke. He showed his little Purell thing. He was in the airport.
Okay.
He has his little Purell hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
So he says, first thing you do is this. He says, it's going to change your life. He takes the hand sanitizer, cleans his hands, right? And you go, okay. All right, what do you got, douche? That's all you got? And he goes, and then here's the next part. He takes out this antibiotic cream that you can get over the counter at any pharmacy.
Right.
All right. He takes a little of the antibiotic cream. I can't remember which one it was. He puts a little bit on the tip of his finger. And then this is what he does. He puts it in his nose. And he puts it right here. And he puts it right here.
Home remedy like a mug.
And then he says his doctor told him to do that. And any germs that comes into contact with your nose, the antibiotic cream pummels.
He does this every day or just when he travels?
When he travels. Every time he travels, he hasn't gotten sick in 2 years.
Is that from banana peel?
No. No.
Banana peel.
No, it's not a guy I know. Yeah. It's just a guy it's a I know it's told me to watch the video.
I know.
And it's just a random guy.
Banana peel tell
but
you
then,
to watch
no.
the video.
But then I was reading the comments and people were like, well, this is why we have super bugs because people are overusing antibiotics. You know.
I didn't know you just get an antibiotic cream over the counter.
Well, you know, like antibiotic cream, like if you cut.
Like a cortisone type thing?
It
or
something. Some sort of antibiotic cream.
Don't and you usually get sick through your eyes, though?
I don't
like
know.
Like rubbing your eyes?
That's, I'm, sure that, most I'm sure that's. Way.
You definitely get pink eye doing
you,
that.
No, but you can also get sick through your nose.
Your nose. That's why you
for
have
sure.
the nose hairs and stuff. To,
right, sure.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. I know this. This is embarrassing to admit.
Check in on 5 years. See if right. you got
I know this. Especially this time of year. I pick my nose 15 times, 20 times a day. I'm all in my nose all the time because I'm just trying to breathe.
It feels breathe. Silly.
It feels silly. Yeah. I pick my nose all the time. I'm a nose picker.
I hope you're washing your hands all the time then, too.
I've never washed my hands more. I got Clorox wipes with me everywhere I go, Cakes.
Yeah, but you don't wash your hands with those.
Oh,
you
I
wash
do.
Surfaces with
no,
those.
No, I wash my hands.
With the ones that you wash surfaces with?
Yes, the Clorox wipes.
I've never heard of such.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think
I go to volleyball tournaments. I wipe down the seat because there's donks everywhere with viruses. Every
my God.
Ebola.
You're the most sick guy I know.
Yeah, I'm trying not to get sick anymore. I'm sick of being sick.
Stupid wipes aren't going to do anything.
And I wipe. What do you mean? They kill 99.9%
of
all germs.
I don't think they're for your skin. I think they're for formica.
I wipe my skin. Of course you can.
I just I
pass them out to the dads. They say thank you. We all wipe
does
our
it
hands
say on the container, not for skin?
I don't know.
I don't think it does.
I'm going to guess it shows like sinks, countertops.
Kills cold and flu viruses. Kills salmonella, E. coli, staph, strep, all that other stuff. Disinfecting wipes.
Yeah, but where does it say to use them, Rick?
I don't know. What
Let
lights?
Me see. Let me see it. Can I see the package?
Yeah. Yeah, but Kix, if it doesn't say it in big print right on front.
I'm sure you could use it.
Sink and counter, garbage cans, refrigerator exteriors, light switches. Look how what?
Look how small the print is. It's not on the front.
Bathtubs and faucets.
Of course.
Toilet seats. Nowhere does it say your hands.
I'm with you. I'd use them too on my hands.
Yeah, I use it on my hands. Look, Kix. Look, I use my hands all the time. Like, this is what I do all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in a hotel and I touch all kinds of hurting surfaces.
If it kills the bacteria on a toilet seat, why can't it kill it on your skin?
Yeah, of course it is.
There's got to be a warning on it. There has to be a warning that says don't.
All right, you go ahead and search for it.
Let's search for the warning.
Oh, read the precautionary statements. Hazards to humans and domestic animals.
Don't eat it.
It smells pretty good.
Don't eat it.
Let me see. I mean,
there's no hazard.
Directions for use. Let's see.
You're wasting your time.
Hold on. Just hold on,
right,
Ricky.
It's
right there. There it is. Not intended for personal hygiene. Bang. Right there. Right on the.
No one would ever know.
Intended for personal hygiene. Thank you.
Okay.
Vindicated. Vindicated.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't use it.
You had to read it.
Not intended for personal hygiene. That's called a warning.
No, they're just saying use it for stuff. But I'm using it to clean my hands. Definitely.
Cleaning hands is personal hygiene.
By the way,
last time I checked.
Let's see if you are the least sick junkie, as you're doing more germ killing than ever.
Listen. I'm not claiming to be. I'm the most sick junkie.
I'm telling you, that stuff isn't doing anything for your life. Nothing.
Well, I think you're wrong
there.
It's
been gimmicked out.
I think you're wrong there.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we do open up the entertainment page, and our pal Chris Russell will join us as we dive into the Washington Capitals here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.